Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want to hear from you, so give me a holler, 347-826-7435. That is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to give me a call, hey, you can always email me. You can email me at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can email me smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And if you social network, which I think pretty much everybody social networks, I mean, if there's somebody who doesn't social network, I'm like, really? You don't? But if you do, you can go to Smooth Drama Group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. Once again, you can go to the Smooth Drama Group on Facebook, and myself or Mr. J will add you. Just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. I add you back. We can talk about it. Speaking of talking about it, hey, Tupac's estate just got control of the unreleased Tupac music, and new albums are reportedly in the works. They said there's reportedly enough music for two, possibly three full albums. I know y'all been dying for like 20-some years to get that new Tupac. And it's here. Yeah. Power to the people. We're going to get their new Tupac album. You know, and the funny thing about that is Suge Knight's son, Suge J. Knight, said that, oh, Tupac's alive and living in Malaysia. even his daddy's talking about, oh yeah, Tupac's alive. And I mean, he even released two photos with supposedly an old Tupac with 50 Cent and a picture of Pac with Beyonce. But my thing would be, so if he was alive, why would he not be living his best life here? I mean, is it something that we don't know? Like, there are people who are trying to kill him. I mean, I'm trying to figure out why would he want to live in Malaysia, of all places to live? Like, you know what? It's just not working for me here in America, so I'm going to move to Malaysia, right? I mean, that's what it's supposed to be, right? Malaysia. Y'all believe that? I mean, does anybody believe that Tupac is in Malaysia? Email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I think that's funny as hell. the Illuminati is going to come after him too. They're going to come after Suge J. Knight because he told the truth about Tupac. Yeah. Think about that for a second. The Illuminati is coming after Suge J. Knight because he told the truth about Tupac. Because we know they made him bear witness secrecy. You better not tell me. You imagine. You better not tell that Pac is still alive. We want the whole world to know Pac is dead. And if you tell the world that Pac is alive, we're going to kill you. Makes sense, right? Does it? Nope. It does not. That's how crazy that is. That is how crazy that is. But hey, whatever floats folks' boats. Tupac, the new album's coming soon. Can't wait. Going straight to Amazon. Buy my digital copy. It's going to be on and cracking. Anyway, speaking of about on and cracking, apparently there's a study. Y'all know how I feel about these studies. I feel like these studies are like awesome, right? And so there's a professor who is doing a study, Missouri State University, by the way. She launched a project and hopes to be finished soon, where it's she's seeking 3,600 penis shots. Alicia Walker, assistant professor at Missouri State University, is seeking 3,600 or more penis shots. Why? She's doing a project. Like, you get this, right? She's doing a project that is studying how penis size affects a man's life. And she's documenting the work with pictures. Now, not that I'm hating or anything like that, but I probably wouldn't watch that documentary. Cause I don't see what I would get out of it. But she says, the kind of work I do is not for everybody. And so her project's looking at how that penis size, and more importantly, a man's perception of his penis size affects overall health, sexual activity, condom usage, self-image, social interaction, and mental health. She's also talking about how there's lots of anxiety and a lot of low self-esteem relative to penis size. Now, I mean, we know that there's some people who they're like, hey, you know, he got to have something to work with, or I can't work with him, right? I get that. And, you know, I guess there's merit to it. It's an online survey, and you upload photos of your penis. You must be 22 years or older. But I asked this question, right? And this is to the ladies out here. Ladies, do you think that a study about a male's penis size is important, and how that makes a guy feel? And so, conversely, you know, I would ask, so would that, like, a woman, I mean, because we know that there are a lot of women out here who have had butt enhancements, whatnot, and breast enhancements. And you see with the hair, the eyelashes, the nails, I mean, those aren't sexual accessories, but I don't know. I don't know if because I mean I've heard that people have had vagina lip surgery where you get your lips, because there are some people who say, well, I have huge lips and it's unsightly. And I mean, for me, I don't know. Maybe I'm biased. Maybe I'm biased a little bit. But I don't see how vagina can be ugly. I don't see it. But hey, do you? I mean, because I know it's like women don't measure their vagina size, but I know they're saying that men self-esteem. If you have a big one, if you have a small one, and you know, I guess we could say that women measure themselves by butt too. I mean. I guess my thing would be is sexual genitalia. Was genitalia that important? The size of the genitalia, the size of the butt. I mean, does it really? I mean, is it really the be all the end all? I mean, some of these are answerable questions, right? I mean, we see that there are whole industries that are driven by plastic surgery, female enhancements, male enhancements. So it's important, but is it that important? I mean, is it important to the point where folks just, hey, if I don't have a 10-inch penis, my life is worthless. You know, I have a hard time dealing with anyone. I mean, is that where we're going? Is that where we're at? I'm curious about that. I think it's an interesting project. I just think it needs to be comprehensive, and it shouldn't just be about males. I think this is a subject that should include both. But I would ask the question of my listeners. Email me smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Let me know what you think as far as this penis size or this butt vagina size, if it's that important. I'm curious to hear from you. On that note, I think I'm going to go on break here. This is LL Cool J, Ill Bomb.
Put up in that skyscraper. Ask my dogs up a fool. rumble, play the major. LL nigga, now who next to need a favor? Drop a bomb on him. Remain calm on him. Pierce the nipple, throw the LL charms on him. Keep gangsta shit pumping through my system with my strobe like that. You can't miss him. Listen.
AC on, kid in the car seat. When I know it's hard to believe, an elderly white woman walks by, sees her sitting in the car with the windows rolled up, and decides to call the police. I know. It's unheard of, right? It's one of those things you just, that ain't happening. I've never heard of it's mostly white women, right? Calling the police on somebody black. You don't see that happen a lot. Man, we know that it's me being facetious, that it's the new phenomenon, right? Where the white woman calls the police for something that somebody black is doing. Latest thing you can't do while being black, with such luminary things like walking to work with your gym bag, sitting in your car, or sitting by the pool, or just getting on the elevator. Now we add sitting in your car in the AC, waiting on your man to come out of the store. So, what happened? The woman, what's going on? And it starts with the woman admonishing the mother, saying, "Because you told me it was none of your business that your child is in pain." And black woman's like, "She's not in pain. She's not in pain. She's sleeping in her car seat." And she's like, "What are you doing? Tell everyone what you're doing," because she starts filming her, of course, because that's what we got now. And so the woman is on the phone with the police. "I have this child here in this car at the PetSmart parking lot, and the sun is kind of beating right at the baby's face in the back seat. She's still in the little car seat. I don't know how old she is." Then the husband walks up. White man. What's going on? She's like, "Oh, this is your kid?" Oh, and he says, "Hey, just admit you made a mistake and it's okay." And she says, "Yes, I can see that she's okay now." And she also insisted that she didn't realize the baby father was white due to his baseball hat and beard. And so, because the baby's father was white, I guess I can not call the police because they might shoot a white man, even though she probably was mad at him because he had a black woman and had a black kid. So, ladies, if you have a kid and y'all sitting in the car in the AC, black women, if you're sitting in the car in the AC waiting on your dude, husband, boyfriend, cousin, uncle, whatever, you might not want to do that because somebody might call police on you because you're not bothering anyone. You're exhibiting proper behavior, but you're just making too much sense. So they're going to call the police on you. Dumbass of the week. This heifer. And speaking, I won't say heifer, but I will talk about my hater of the week.
Hate, 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 hate. I hate you.
Slander of the week is the Georgia police officer who lied about being shot by a black man. She was sentenced to 15 years in prison. Sherry Hall. I mean, first, before I do all that, let me just. Yeah. So Sherry Hall, my hater of the week, will serve 15 years in prison and another 23 on probation for 11 charges related to the incident, including making a false statement, violating her oath, and tampering with evidence. What is Heifer all right? I mean, I had people who wrote in said, hey, you know, you shouldn't call him a bitch. I said, okay. They said, you shouldn't wish cancer on him. I said, all right, I'm not going to call him a bitch. I'm not going to wish cancer on him. Can I call him a heifer? Is heifer acceptable? I'm just curious. I mean, if heifer is unacceptable, email me smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Let me know. Or just say it in the group. You know, like, hey, you know, you called her a heifer. Maybe you should do something different. Anyway, Sherry Hall. She, September 13th, 2016, she announced she'd been shot over the police radio. She described the shooter as a black man. I'm a black man. If you're watching me live on tag, I'm a black man. Weighed 230 pounds and was wearing a green shirt with black jogging pants. Now, I don't weigh 230 pounds, but I am over 200 pounds, so I'm still fitting that criteria. I'm 6'1", I'm 200-something pounds, and I have a green shirt, and I have black jogging pants, so I can't wear them ever again together because I fit the description somewhere. Even though I probably fit the description somewhere anyway, but I fit the description somewhere. Anyway, she claimed the shooting was unprovoked and the bullet was found in her bulletproof vest. And so, you know, people were tripping. They brought in a suspect. Now, I don't know how you ascertain that. you know, because her description is like, so you just walk out and you're going to look for a menacing looking 6-foot black man. You imagine that for a second? Because she said 6 foot, 200 something pounds. Because what he was wearing is irrelevant. She didn't give no specific date. It's just a 6 foot black man that weighed over 200 pounds. Yeah. Anyway, and they brought somebody in, but they released them. You imagine them questions? Did you shoot a police officer? We're gonna stick this plunger up your butt. You know, that happened to a brother in New York. They stuck the plunger up his ass. And he kind of broke in there. But I digress. Because we know forced confessions never happen. It's one of the things. It doesn't happen. It's not going to happen. So we just not even going to go there on that. Because it didn't happen here. Right? But he was brought in. Because he was 6 foot tall and over 200 pounds. Check. So what they did, they recovered the shells from the scene, and it was traced back to the weapon issued to her. You know, so her, you know, the other policeman was like, what up? You know, and so they started examining her statements, and then she started changing her statements. So she changed her statements all of a sudden. Then they're like, all right, so what you doing? And after an investigation, and they used the footage from her police car's camera. No 6-foot black dude came near the car. And after a warrant was filed 10 days after her arrest. And I mean, after the incident, she was fired 3 months on the job. And so they said, she did a great job for us up until that night. So we didn't see this coming. But this was not a mistake. It was a conscious decision and choreographed act. And before the sentencing, she turned down 5 years in prison, followed by 5 years of probation. She's like, I shouldn't even spend no time. Her brother said she was scared to death of prison, as she should be, because she probably arrested a few people unjustly and put them up in jail. And so if she got locked up in jail with said person, it probably wouldn't be good for her. Karma, anyway. So, you know, the brother is like, he believes the court made an example out of her. She thought that spending 90 days in jail before posting bond was enough. Now, think about that for a second. He said she didn't get treated fairly. And I'm going to quote him. As her brother, obviously, it's hard for me to admit she's guilty. But if she is guilty, the sentence she received was especially harsh. We hope to seek a sentence reduction in the near future. I mean, this was a nonviolent crime. Okay. Let's think about this for a second. Yet another white woman lying on a black man. Now, what, 60 years ago? Black man would have hung for that shit. Would have hung for that. So, yeah, it's a nonviolent crime, but we are talking about the law averages. So we've had 99% of these cases not end up well for the black man who is mistakenly charged. We'd say like we'll even be nice and say 98%, 99%. Then the rest of the time. So, yeah, nobody died, but her getting 15 years jail and 23 years of probation, I ain't mad at it. And if some things happen to her while she's locked up, I can't say I'd feel bad about it. Because she got some dude arrested. Ruined his day. I mean, we think about that for a second. Ruined his day. Because, you know, that could have been any, I mean, because I know a lot of guys that's like 6 feet tall. So in any of me and my partners, we just walk down the street, whatever. You walking into the store, woo, you fit the description. What description? 6 foot, 200 some pounds. It looked like you might have shot a white police officer, a female police officer. I mean, because that's what he's accused. He fit the description. Black man, 6 foot, 200 some pounds. Yeah. That happened. Thankfully, her ass was found out. And the judge, whoever that judge was on point. That judge was on point and gave her ass the sentence that she earned. Now, for a dude to say that she got an especially harsh sentence, the brother, the other people who lied about it, they died on their deathbed. Emmett Till's accuser. I mean, there are a lot of accusers. They just died knowing that they lied their ass off. So for it to kind of happen where they get caught and they go to jail, I can't say I'm shedding a tear. Can't say that I'm shedding a tear. I'm not hurt at all. It's that Stephanie Mills song. I feel good. I feel good all over. It just feels good, right? For justice to happen. Because it's all about that justice. Speaking of justice, I saw that Houston blocked the since I don't want to get too serious. Houston blocked the sex doll brothel that was coming. So they said that you couldn't, because they was going to have the first sex doll brothel in the United States was going to be in Houston, in Texas City. And they altered the local ordinance to block it. And so, the Houston mayor said that the modification was not targeted at any specific business. What he said was, you cannot engage in sexual activities with any inanimate object at the business. You still be able to buy the dolls. You can't have sex with your doll at a business or your place of business. But your non-place of business, your home, whatever, y'all can hit it. It's not a y'all, but yeah. That's interesting wording. I can't have sex at the building, but I can have sex in my building. it just gets funnier. It gets funnier. Sex doll brothels. They coming. They didn't make it in Houston, but I'm guessing that it's gonna pop up somewhere. Y'all gonna be all digging in. Like, ooh, sex doll, we gonna get it. Making my stomach turn, but yeah, inanimate objects, craziness. Yeah, I can't believe I'm still talking about it. I shouldn't be talking about it, but the fact that Kinky Dolls is making so much money, they're looking to expand because they're looking at it like, man, folks is going crazy in Canada over this. So we get it in Texas, we get it in different places all across the globe, and it's on and cracking. Sex dolls that you have sex with. I think on that note, it may be my time to go on break again. This is Master Ace, People in My Hood.
Welcome to Forget the Radio, radio. Where the people be living kind of low, kind of low. So you better not slow, slow. Or you might catch the B.O. These are the people in my neighborhood. These are the people in my hood. These are the people in my neighborhood. Most of them are up to no good. Let's take a walk to
my hood. When that phrase is all good, don't apply. Although I wish it could. Sickness of shit is real. Come and get a feel of the raw deal. See that nigga running with the steel. Well, his name is KK, and back in the day, he was a star running back. Plus, he ran track. He could have been the next Walter Payton, but waiting. Watch him go and stick that lady up and start skating. And see that sister with the weed down the back. That's Priscilla. She be drinking Miller by the back. My brother's name is June Bug. He caught a slug in his mind right here. Now he rolls a wheelchair. And there's Mrs. Robinson. Alright, and you, that's my man Mom. She makes the slam beef stew. And there goes Joe Slim, who wears the green rim and drives a green Cadillac with the spare on the back. And that there's Zach, who's a crack maniac. You'll put a gun to your head just to get his habit set. And then there's Betty Mae, who come out every day in house shoes and rollers, pushing the babies in the stroller. There goes Petey, who be all in the book. A's in every class, never had a piece of ass. Then we got the twins who robbed the same bins. Got the same 10s and 20s in their pocket and the skins. Sweating them, cause they know they got the double mint. Not the kind you chew, but I think you kinda knew. That's Peter Parker, much darker than the sis. That's because the mom is a fucking saint kid. Nobody in the family's dark except she and the UPS man with the long delivery. He's the neighborhood Cinderella. And when the fella be walking, you can tell her. Whole lot of sugars in the coffee, the coffee be hitting off, he heads fresh home from up north. That's Mr. Johnson, and that's Mrs. Thompson. Both of them are married, but not to each other. Watch how they smother each other with kisses, hugs, feels, squeezes. Oh my sweet Jesus. These are the people from the get ready go. In other words, the ghetto, free mama netto. It's much worse than it looks, and so is my hood. When them folks is up to no good. These are the people in my neighborhood. These are the people in my neighborhood. These are the people in my neighborhood. And most of them are up to no good. These are the people in my neighborhood. These are the people in my hood. These are the people in my neighborhood. And most of them are up to no good. Just looking out of the window, I'm spying with my eye, and I also see niggas dying like Jimmy Jones went to get two chocolate cones. But all shorty got was a few broken bones. Cause he wanted to eat too quick and step out in the street too quick and got hit by this chick named Anna Cruz, who drank so many brews she couldn't walk straight or talk straight and made the news like Tamika Smith, who used to like to slip and get mad loaded till her fucking heart exploded. Damn, a cardiac arrest at 16. But let me speak a bit about some more shit I've seen. They found a little girl in building number 4 with a panty to her ankles and a blood on the floor. Maybe it's because I'm nosy, but I show see a whole lot of shit taking place in my face. That's Mr. Jackson, who grabbed his accent, gave shake to a base head that broke into his shed. And when they caught him, he taught him a very valuable education. Split his wig, no hesitation. 10,000 bullets, 5,000 guns, 5,000 triggers, 1,000 sons, 800 mothers, 10 million tears, 1,200 caskets, 4 million beers. Poured on the ground for the individuals that didn't make it. I don't think that I can take it. And nowadays, folks be living like the dreads on Medusa. It's kind of hard to get used to. These are the people in my neighborhood. These are the people in my hood. These are the people in my neighborhood. And most of them are up to no good. These are the people in my neighborhood. These are the people in my hood. These are the people in my neighborhood. And most of them are up to no good.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Master Ace, People in My Neighborhood. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh man, it's always so much that you can, I mean, I talk about what you can talk about, and then you get these special things like a Groundhog Day, and always for those who don't know what Groundhog Day signifies, stands for, Groundhog Day is those racist things that happen over and over and over again. It's kind of like passe. I talk about we get racism fatigue, where it's just like it happens so much, you're just like, you just gloss over it, which is horrible, actually, because we be glossing over just obvious line stepping. Case in point, my Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happened again? Bette Midler came out and said, women are the N-word of the world. Now, you know, she added to her point by saying women are raped, beaten, enslaved, married off, worked like dumb animals, denied education and inheritance, enduring the pain and dangers of childbirth and life in silence for thousands of years. She ended her tweet by saying, women are the most disrespected creatures on earth. Yeah. Now, we are talking about a rich white woman. Talking about how women are, and you know, women are disenfranchised. No argument there. Yeah. Women aren't thought of highly in the world. Yeah, we know that. I mean, what? I just saw a story where in this Hindu temple, they're allowing women who are menstruating into the temple. I mean, so it's like, in the world scheme of things, women aren't thought of highly. It's like, shut up and take this dick. That's how women are thought of and viewed. I mean, if you're not shutting up and taking this dick, then hey, something's wrong with you. And we need to shut you up. I get that. But to say that women are the N-word of the world, I think we're the N-word of the world. One, we've adopted the word and actually call each other it as a term of endearment. I mean, we've heard this, right? I mean, it's the reason why my name is Mr. F the N-word. I don't even believe in the word, but it's there. It's part of everyday life, culturally speaking, for black folks. So, I mean, we are the N-word because the word was given to us, ignorant persons, given to us. Like, here you go. Oh, here you go. There you go. You are ignorant person. Given to us. Then we, in our ignorance, tasted it, swallowed it, threw it back up, regurgitated, and gave it to our kids. You know, like birds, they go out and they eat whatever, and then they bring it back and they chew it up and then throw it up into, you know, they throw it up, they regurgitate it and give it to the little chickling. That's what we did with the N-word. We went out and we were fed this ignorant doctrine. And so this ignorant doctrine was our, you know, spiritual food. Now, I'm not saying that it's nutritious, but we know in the fast food society that we live in, nutrition is not necessarily the thought of the day, the week, the month, the year. It's like whatever tastes good. And as we know, N-word tastes really good. Black folks love the N-word. Black folks love the N-word like they love chicken.
the watermelon. And I think we love the N-word more than we love chicken and watermelon. Just by the fact how easy it comes off the tongue when people say it, like, ugh. Yeah, that's my ugh. Nah, please. I mean, it's so many uses of the word, and it's supposed to be positive. It's supposed to be positive. I don't see it, because once again, if you still get mad when somebody white says it to you, there's no positivity to it. Just saying. But that's just me. I have an outdated outlook on things. Like, I got the nerve to not care about a negative word that has a negative connotation associated with people who look like me. I don't accept it. And on the basis of that alone, I don't accept Bette Midler and that bullshit she's popping. Just saying, hey, women are the N-words of the world. No, we are the N-words of the world. It's not women. And you know, some black women make that argument. Yeah, well, we are. But under the context of what this rich white woman is saying. Now, some people say, well, that's irrelevant. She's sitting up here speaking about the people. She wants to speak about the people. She wants to help the poor folk. But I would say to you, I would suggest, it's still a disingenuous argument. See, because you have to compare yourself to the lowest of the low. The lowest of the low, and we know the N-words of the world, the lowest of the low. And we know, unless you're a black woman and are included in the group of lower than the low, it's not the same translation. Because there are a lot of women, white women in particular, who they may not necessarily be respected as much, but they garner little intelligence. I won't say intelligence, but intelligent conversation can be sparked around some white women in circles. You know, it's like Hillary Clinton running for president. And you can speculate on, oh, she was cheated on as far as the election. The other cheated on, we just not even gonna go there. But the point is, I mean, most of us realize that electoral colleges are BS, and that, you know, she won the popular vote. White woman. I don't think she was the N-word of the world. But I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Anyway, I invalidate the argument. I don't think that it's a valid argument. And I think it's disingenuous because, once again, you start talking about We are the lowest of the low. We are who you called N-word, who it was intended for. We regurgitated it and fed it to our kids, and it's ingrained, it's ingested. It's a food, it's a mental food stuff that they enjoy at the highest level. Because I don't think women think that they're below. There's not a poor white woman in America who think they're below black folks. And if we look for her and find her, we'll realize that she's just a broke white woman who's living delusionally. And when I say living delusionally, I'm saying that she thinks that she's worse off than black people. When hell. It just takes like half an effort for them to be presentable and actually get out there and able to get a job or whatnot. But I can go on for days on this, and I won't though, because it irks my nerve. What I'm gonna talk about, and I mean, I'm gonna talk about something that's near and dear to my heart in this show, off right. Trans bathroom policy is investigated in the Georgia school assault case. 5-year-old girl got assaulted. She wanted to go to a different bathroom. Now, I mean, I've talked about this bathroom thing. And I just say this. Hey, if you are a trans person and you want to use the men's bathroom, you are a fucking idiot. And see, what I'm talking about, and I ain't talking about this punk shit where you create this bathroom and then they can have you separate, you make it separate where the only one person can go in there. Nah. If they want to go into the regular men's bathroom, you gotta be ready to suffer the consequences. And the consequences is just a nasty ass men's bathroom. I myself don't want to be in the men's bathroom. Why do you want to be in there? Yo, you feel that strongly about your sexuality. I still would be like, hell no, I'm not going in the boys' bathroom. I'm not going into the men's bathroom. They are filthy. They are filthy, nasty, smelly places with piss all over the floor. Yes, men miss that big ass urinal at an alarming rate. But folks are still fighting that fight to get up in the bathroom. Fighting that fight. And I'm like, I don't get it. I don't understand it at all. I don't see that allure. That allure is like, maybe it's just me. But all I know is if I never have to go into the men's bathroom, I wouldn't miss anything. If I can go to the women's bathroom, I would gladly. Not just because I'm a perv and I won't see women. Nope. Just y'all bathroom and cleaner. Guaranteed. It's like a non-argument. And see, this is what we're talking about. Things that are just not making any sense. Nasty-ass men's bathroom. Prove a point. Or the clean bathroom that you've been used to. Anyway. I am Mr. FN Word. This, of course, was another Smooth Drama production. And I am out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drummer.